Welcome to the 3-Day Workweek podcast. I'm Kaylin Asher, a lifestyle design expert, and this show is all about designing life and business on your terms, just as I have done with my 3-Day Workweek. Each and every show I bring you introduces you to an inspiring guest or message that will help you intentionally design your ideal life and business. I am so glad you're here today, and I'm very excited to share today's lesson with you. Today on the 3-Day Workweek podcast, we have a very special guest. Not only is she an amazing coach, a super smart gal, but she's also a brilliant former client of mine who has just skyrocketed over the last year. So I am so pleased and honored to be bringing you Jasmine Ray on today's show. Jasmine is a doctor of physical therapy, and she runs an online life and wellness coaching business. She started her online health and fitness business in 2015 when she decided that her passions lied in preventative health. She started on a mission to help women find the right fitness and nutrition programs to suit their needs, but soon realized she needed to address mindset, motivation, and behavior components. She enrolled in a life coaching program by Tony Robbins in July 2016 and has been incorporating these strategies into her wellness and well-being coaching ever since. We dive into so much great stuff on the show. Jasmine gives us an inside look at exactly what's going well in her business, what it looked like in the first year in that startup phase, and she shares some really brilliant insight for moving forward with a mindset for success. Get ready to dive in with Jasmine. Hey everyone, welcome to the 3-Day Workweek podcast. I am so excited to be joined today by Jasmine Ray. She is a dear friend, a past client, and it's just such a joy to have her joining me on the show. Hey Jasmine.
Hi.
I'm so, so glad you are here with us today, and I'd love to hear from you a little bit more about your entrepreneurial journey. I know you've been kind of into a number of different things, and I think it's always really interesting for people to hear that evolution. So do you mind sharing like a little bit more about that?
Not at all. Well, first of all, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to share my story. And so my entrepreneurial journey started in 2015. I had just graduated from physical therapy school and entered into the field working in a clinic with a neuro-based population. And within 2 weeks of working in that clinic, I very quickly decided that my passion was in more of the preventative area because I noticed the people who I was helping, how their lifestyle choices had affected them. And what really hit me hard was when I was treating somebody who had a stroke who was only a few years older than myself at the time. So they were around, you know, 30 years old. And just to see the impact that that had on their life. And so that's where I, you know, decided to open up my own online health and fitness coaching business to get the word out on prevention and healthy lifestyle choices.
That's so awesome. And so from there, like what were some of the early action steps that you took to kind of get yourself positioned in that entrepreneurial space?
Yeah. So at that time, I really didn't know very much about running a business. We had a class or two on maybe, you know, the beginning steps to take if we wanted to become clinic owners as physical therapists. But no other models were really given in school at that time. And so I actually came across a friend who lived on the East Coast who had her own online health and fitness coaching business through an MLM. And so, you know, I saw the work that she was doing, and that just seemed like the next step to take. And so I signed up with that MLM. Awesome. Just to get started.
Yeah. And yeah. I think a lot of people, they do start with something that is familiar, and perhaps that's an MLM, perhaps that's, right. You know, freelance work in the area of expertise that you went to school for. Exactly. But yeah, I think it's so interesting that women, you know, they have this dream, they have this desire, and our paths aren't necessarily linear, but if we kind of trust it and lean into it, it can take us somewhere really awesome. So I'd love to start the way I always do with my guests, with a couple rapid fire questions about your life and business. Are you game for that?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Can you describe your work in 10 words or less?
Yes. Helping women to really live balanced lives in order to fulfill their purpose.
I love that. And so why do you love your work?
I love it because I'm able to provide an outside perspective to my clients. Usually it's something that they may already know, but when I mention it, it just kind of reinforces an empowering belief that they may have.
And what personal practices or self-care do you make time for regularly?
I meditate daily, and I also love making a monthly trip to the spa to get a massage. Since I'm a physical therapist, my body, my shoulders can get very tight from working on other people. And so that's what I do for myself.
What's the best thing about being an entrepreneur?
I love that I can take my business in any direction that I decide. If something's not working, I can decide to either put it on the shelf or just to kind of stop it completely. Or if I want to go a different direction with a new project that I'm passionate about and feel a fire for, then I can head in that direction.
So what then is the hardest thing about being an entrepreneur?
The great unknown.
Yeah,
and the roller coasters that accompany the journey.
And for you, last question, what is one word that sums up your mission on this planet?
Empower.
That's a good one. I like that.
Thank you.
And so take us back to, this, first foray into kind of the entrepreneurial world. You have this sense that you want to be more on the preventative side of things, being proactive about, self-care and health and wellness. You hook up with, your friend who's really making it work in the MLM. What does that first year or so look like when you're first moving into the entrepreneurial space?
Yeah, so it was very, very exciting, and it gave me a lot of hope just in terms of what I would be able to do and who I would be able to reach and the freedom that it would provide as a business. And I very quickly gained momentum in terms of getting a lot of friends and family on board. But probably within 6 to 8 months of the business, I started losing, what some people called their warm market, right? And so I faced the challenge of figuring out how to expand my reach, how to just reach more people and grow my audience and community.
And so from that place, where did you take it? Like, what was the next action step that helped you move forward then?
So that's where I really realized that I needed to learn a little bit more about business, the business end of things. Mm-hmm. I had my content, but I needed to learn more about marketing and just growing a community in general. And so I also found, this missing piece from my programs, which was the mindset piece of the health coaching. And so the next step was actually enrolling into a life coaching certification program, which I did around July of last year. And then the next piece after that was actually finding and hiring a business coach, which ended up being you.
Yeah. Which is awesome. Yeah. I can't believe it's been a year since we first connected, and all the things that have transpired for you in that time. I mean, and the piece that I played in it was only a couple months long, but we've stayed in touch since. So that's been, it's so wonderful to hear just all of the growth that's taken place, all of the cool things that you've created and the things you're doing for the women of your community. It's really awesome. So share a little bit more, share with us what you have been creating and focusing on and the things that you're now moving through now that you have like this health and wellness piece paired with the life coaching and the way it's all coming together for you?
Yeah. So I have really found that the mind just plays a huge role in every area of our life and in our wellness and well-being. So I love learning about, you know, neurobehavior and just how the brain works and going to continuing education courses. And within about, I would say 2 months of my life coaching certification program, I actually felt equipped enough to start taking on clients. And so I started my practice, my life coaching practice, around this time last year with practice clients. And then moving forward, started taking on paying clients at the beginning of 2018. And then this past July, I actually launched my first group coaching program because I realized, as lovely as one-on-one coaching was, I really wanted to help as many women at one time as possible in a quality way, and that was through a group coaching program. And so I was able to form it and launch it in a way that just really felt good and allowed me to still have time for myself at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's so important, right? Having that balance. And that's something that I am a huge proponent of with all my clients. And I think it is so important that we, when we're thinking about our lives and businesses, that we protect time and space for ourselves and our families and enjoying life right now, because there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee about how long we're going to be around or how big our business is going to get or anything like that. And if we're not enjoying the journey and being present and grateful for and appreciative of all the cool stuff that's happening every step of the way, even in those early phases, I feel like we just set ourselves up to always be in that place of feeling like just a little behind or a little bit in that lack mentality. So I love that the mindset piece has played such a huge role for you and your clients too. So tell us a little bit more about your group program. I feel like the way you had it structured, and it was really cool. It was really innovative when you were sharing it with me. So do you mind telling us a little more about that?
Sure. So it's called Mission M3, and M3 stands for Massive Momentum in a Month. And it's a program designed to really get you focused on what you want from life. And it takes you through a process of uncovering limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, reframing them, learning how to reframe, learning how to tap into your intuition so that we're not constantly second guessing ourselves and we take the option that is going to be for our highest good and bring us closer to our goals. And then the last part is actually making goals and an action plan. And so it's a 4-week program with one class every Saturday for those 4 weeks. And each of those classes has a specific topic, and the class itself takes no longer than an hour to actually, you know, go through and learn, which is really nice. And then each class is accompanied by some action sheets.
I thought it was so cool that it was like this massive momentum in a month. Like, I think that's such a great title for it, because I think so many of these programs that are out there right now are so long and so encompassing and take so much time. And this just, it sounded so clean and simple and clear. It's like, okay, this is what's going to happen for you in 4 weeks' time. I just thought it was brilliant the way you put that together. So I really I think that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And so for you, you know, how do you sort of balance, I guess you're still working with some physical therapy clients and you've got your coaching business going. Like, how do you make it all work in a week?
Yeah. So your opt-in on your page actually about a year ago is what helped me, where I was able to design my 3-day work week. And your guidance in terms of just planning, you know, these little pockets of time and then sticking with those containers of time and what I had planned for them, that really helps a lot. And I also plan in my self-care time as well as time to spend with family and friends so that I have that balanced feeling. And then, you know, I mentioned the mindset piece being important with our wellness. And I believe, you know, this also taps into business, where I approach my work with, okay, I'm not comparing myself to anybody else's business or to another coach. I'm focusing on just being, you know, 1% better than yesterday, or just doing at least one thing that might take my business one step further tomorrow. And so that's the approach that I take. And then I'm able to kind of take that pressure off, which allows me to enjoy my business more.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, I think that's such a smart approach. And I teach them that all the time, just these incremental upgrades. We don't have to search for quantum leaps. We don't have to try to become an overnight success, whatever that means. It's like just a little bit better, just a little bit more spaciousness, you know, can give you so much in the long run. And so, I mean, that was a fantastic piece of advice, the 1% better. If there is someone out there early on in her business, kind of lacking that clarity, not sure how to move forward, what would be a piece of advice you would give her, either in the realm of mindset or finding the right community or collaborators? Like, what worked best for you, and what would you say to her?
I would say that my best piece of advice is to find somebody who is where you want to be and figure out what they're doing. And all of us, as you know, we're growing our business, we make mistakes, and mistakes are nothing to be feared. That's how we learn. The most successful people have made lots of mistakes. Yeah. And so we want to learn from them, but then we also, you know, want to learn from our own, and then just keep moving forward and finding that community to be your support and to help you stay accountable is my best piece of advice.
Yeah. And I second that 100%. I think those pieces are what really has helped me in my own business of looking ahead just far enough to, okay, this person's doing something that really resonates and I feel connected to. And that's how I found all of my coaches over the years. Mm-hmm. And it's why I continue to look for mentors and coaches and collaborators and masterminds, because I know that if I surround myself with those people who can maybe pre-pave the path a little bit, I'm going to, you know, shorten the learning curve and also just be called to play a little bit bigger in my own life, which is always kind of what I think the hunger that we all have is for growth and expansion and just becoming a better version of ourselves, that 1% better every day. And I think when you're surrounding yourself with the right people, that it becomes that much more fun and easy to do, for sure.
Right.
So before we close up our time here, what would be, you know, maybe a piece of advice or a quote or a book? Like, what's something that kind of you come back to when you're needing to either ground yourself or remind yourself of the things you truly know to be true?
Mm-hmm. It's really a matter of just being still. If I need to either close my eyes or go to a park, and, you know, I envision myself, you know, maybe when I'm 90 years old, looking back on my life and thinking about that and what I would have wanted to accomplish or the work I wanted to do. And, you know, one of the things that has stuck with me is something that Oprah has said. I believe that Maya Angelou actually told her when she was opening up her girls' school in Africa. You know, Oprah was proud of this legacy that she would leave behind. And I think Maya Angelou told her, you have no idea what your biggest legacy is going to be because of how many people you're interacting on a daily basis. And the whole idea behind that was that, you know, in our heads, we think about these legacies being, you know, building these multiple figure businesses, or maybe having these huge events or maybe retreats or whatnot, but that the true legacies can be, you know, an interaction we may have had with a person that day, whether it was a client or somebody we came into contact with at a coffee shop or something. And so we have an opportunity to, you know, grow our legacy and leave our legacy with every single person we interact with. And so if I ever find myself, you know, maybe just on that roller coaster or whatever, I just get still, I ground myself, and I really just think about that.
Mm, Oh, that's so beautiful. And it's so true how we often have these preconceived notions, these predetermined ideas of what things should look like or be like. And ultimately, if we just have a little more grace and allow things to be what they need to be, things are so much better and more brilliant and more exciting, and all of that good stuff comes through when we're not so tied to what we think they should be. That's so true.
Exactly.
And lastly, where can we find you? Where can we connect with you and keep up with all the cool things you've got going on?
Yeah, so my website is jasminerecoaching.com. Right now, my Instagram is in a little bit of a back burner behind the scenes process right now, but I'm planning to relaunch that soon, so I don't have my Instagram currently up, but my website would be the best place for now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone who wants to connect with Jasmine and learn more about her and her work, head on over to Jasmine Ray Coaching. I think you have another round of your group program coming up soon. Is that correct?
Yes. We're planning to start on October the 6th. So enrollment will be October the 5th will be the deadline.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's coming up in just over a month. So if what she was talking about, creating massive momentum in a month, moving yourself forward in so many different ways, releasing those limiting beliefs and tapping into your intuition so that you can achieve your goals, I think it would be a beautiful time to do that, kind of a little fall ramp up right before the new year, getting yourself in the right space for all the things you want to achieve in 2019. So Jasmine, thank you so, so much for coming on the show, for sharing your story. I am so thrilled to see all the amazing things you've been creating and the things you've been doing. And it's been an honor being your coach, being your friend. It's been an awesome journey this past year.
Aw, thanks, Kaylin. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to my interview with Jasmine. She is such a rock star. And I wanted to let you know that right now I am enrolling just a small handful of private coaching clients. So if Jasmine's story inspired you about the transition she made from working full-time into her now beautiful coaching business, I would completely love to connect with you and see if working together is a good fit for you at this time. If you are on my email list, you know that all week long we have been sharing case studies of women from my community who have just blossomed through their coaching experience. On Monday, we met Jose Ann, who took her business from mindset blocks to $500,000 in revenue. She is totally killing it. She's completely amazing. Then on Tuesday, you were introduced to Kathy, who came to me. She was brand new in business. She had zero sales, totally feeling like she didn't know where to go from there. And in our first couple of sessions, we came up with a plan that felt really good to her, and she got over 60 hot leads for her business and started enrolling her first high-end clients, which was completely remarkable considering she was brand new and she was only a couple months into her business at that point. And then on Wednesday, you connected with Belinda. And Belinda, after about a year in business, things were a little slower than she'd like. She had one client and she was making about $500 a month. And we came together and created a plan for her to generate $15,000 in new business in 90 days. And then today, you got to meet Jasmine, who went from brand new in business to having a thriving coaching business full of amazing clients and just put together her first group program, which is doing remarkably well. So if that sounds inspiring, and if you would love to be one of those future case studies, I want to invite you in to apply to work together. You can head on over to kaylinasher.com/true-clarity, and you can read all about my coaching packages there. And if they sound like a good fit, you can then apply and book in a time to talk. So just to give you a little bit more, in case you're curious, the private coaching package that I'm enrolling right now is a 3-month private coaching one-on-one experience, you and me together. You get a bespoke action plan to help you reach your biggest goals quickly and with ease. You, of course, get an inside look at how I run my business, my 3-day work week schedule, and how I set myself up to bring in abundant full-time income working part-time hours. You get unprecedented levels of support, accountability, and guidance. You get access to my network of influencers, mentors, and collaborators, and you get customized tools, resources, and systems to fast track your success. And lastly, complimentary access to all of my programs. So if that sounds good, if it sounds like what you've been needing, if you are ready to be featured in one of the amazing case studies that we've been sharing this week, head on over to kaylanasher.com/true-clarity and check it out and apply now. And we'll talk soon to ensure it's a really good fit for you at this time. Take care.